My name is Carlos Gogo Gomez. I've been a musician, an Ifa priest, and a martial artist for many years. With this body of work, I have integrated all the aforementioned aspects of my life. Although I am known mostly as a Latin percussionist, I am also an Obaña, one who has learned the sacred drum knowledge, and a Babalawo, a high priest of the Yoruba religion. As such, I have learned much about trance induction and where, when, why, and how trance by music is possible. My Babalawo and Obaña training has served to integrate my musical and spiritual quests. On my previous album, Homenaje al Asmático, on Kidlat Records, we explored the traditional Afro-Cuban religious music, a collection of rhythms and songs, all designed to cause possession by the deities of the Yoruba pantheon. In this album, I'm incorporating the other aspect of my life on a spiritual quest, body movement. It started out at the local gym doing aerobic classes in order to stay fit. As the years went on, the culture of the gym became limiting. This self-improvement of the physical is positive and healthy, but lacking emotional, mental, and spiritual development. In an effort to expand and integrate, I found that the martial arts offered both physical and mental disciplines that would extend over into the emotional aspects of life. In martial arts, the seven virtues are learned, the Bushido code of rectitude, courage, benevolence, respect, honesty, honor, and loyalty. By assimilating these virtues, one can cultivate one's thoughts and emotions to elevate the human spirit and thus enhance the life experience. In exploring many different types of body movements, such as Tai Chi, Yoga, Qigong, Tensegrity, Boabam, etc., I learned the art of moving meditation, using the mind and spirit to move the body in such a way as to feel the internal flow of life force. This brought me back to the meaning of the word yoga, the union of the divine and human. It became apparent that it is possible for anyone to experience the divine oneness of all that exists through movement. For some, divine oneness will be found in the quiet solitude of meditation. But for those of us that are a bit more kinesthetic, movement is the way to transcend the world of daily affairs and work on self-cultivation. My intention in creating this album is to facilitate self-expressive movement inspired by trance-inducing music that allows any movement and encourages an exploration of one's inner space. So I come to you humbly, not pontificating, but sharing my life's work in the exploration of sound, consciousness, and movement. When you listen to these tracks, please move freely. Let your body be your teacher. The important thing here is to observe and listen to the body. Explore the inner realm of your being. Expect nothing, only be one with the pulse, and then even that too may drift away. Please allow your chi to flow through all obstructions or blockages. It's simple, just will it to be. Remember a joyous event, hold on to the feeling. Then send your mind with that feeling to every place that needs healing. This is a good place to start, focusing on the body. But get past this and start to explore the space inside your mind as well. This can be a trap, Many find that living in the mind-personality-ego is comfortable and familiar. Using both hemispheres, left and right, male and female, yin and yang, explore your mind space. Is it possible to integrate both into one? Will it become possible for humans to alter DNA through consciousness? Some say it is so. Is it possible to direct consciousness? One can have consciousness reside in the heart, for example. Imagine that. Having experiences in consciousness that are not in or of the mind. Great joy and bliss reside there. Is that all there is? No, there's more. It's also possible to explore consciousness residing at one's core, the abdominal core, the energetic vortex from where our consciousness entered this three-dimensional reality. Behind the umbilical cord that connected us to our mothers is a space known as the Dantian. In Taoist medicine, it's said to be the core of our existence. This is why it's so helpful to have the teachings of the ancients, and yet we must transcend. As Bruce Lee once said, take what is useful and discard the rest. Learn from your inner being that which will be useful in attaining good health, and in that process develop good concentration. With this improved concentration, use the mind to direct energetic flow and thereby start your spiritual journey. Let the dance dance you, a journey that only you can define, an exploration of your inner self, that which is you and is not the body, that which is you and is not the mind, and even that which is you and is not the heart. Fearlessly explore consciousness. This music was created with all body movement in mind. Try listening while exercising, doing yoga or tai chi, etc., or simply just dance. I do not purport to know what the new paradigms might be. Those are being formulated instantly where and by whom they are needed. As we shed obsolete dogmas in search for practical truths, expansive perspectives, and experiential knowledge will lead the way. My intention in this album is to create music that simply moves you to dance. Dance as an expression of your vital life energy. Dance as the full manifestation of your joys.